subway attack in Mexico City. See this kind of a scuffle break out there on your left side. It's a man with a gun who just went at it with a police officer, shot the officer. You see people being filed out here, but that's him. He actually got on the subway. Again, this is in Mexico and continues to shoot. People kind of scattered. Two officers, we understand, are dead. The gunman was finally taken down. He is now facing some homicide charges.
Najibullah Zazi and his attorney have denied for days that he has had any links with al-Qaeda, but an administration official familiar with the matter says that Zazi has now admitted having ties to al-Qaeda. The official says that the government right now is exploring what kind of charges it might be able to bring against him, and that down the road there's the possibility of some kind of plea agreement. Zazi has been undergoing questioning for 3 days by the FBI, and we do not know what kind of information he has shared with them. But on Friday night, a Homeland Security note went out to transit officials and also to state and local law enforcement. A DHS statement about that says, in part, while DHS and the FBI have no information regarding the timing, location, or target of any planned attack, we believe it is prudent to remind transit authorities to remain vigilant. Now, law enforcement authorities have been saying since last weekend that they believe this case was the real deal, a real terrorist threat. The fact that Zazi has now admitted ties to al-Qaeda would seem to substantiate that claim.
President Obama says there has been real progress in dealing with the worldwide recession, but he adds in his weekly address that's out today, further steps need to be taken.
All of us need to act more responsibly on behalf of a better economic future. That's why at next week's G20 summit, we'll discuss some of the steps that are required to safeguard our global financial system and close gaps in regulation around the world, gaps that permitted the kinds of reckless risk-taking and irresponsibility that led to the crisis. And that's why I've called on Congress to put in place a series of tough, common-sense rules of the road that will protect consumers from abuse, let markets function fairly and freely, and help prevent a crisis like this from ever happening again.
Republicans, meanwhile, use their weekly address to attack Democratic plans to overhaul health care. Congresswoman Sue Myrick spoke for the GOP.
These so-called health care reform bills have different names: a public option, a co-op, a trigger. Make no mistake, these are all gateways to government-run health care. For small business owners, these proposals mean higher taxes at a time when unemployment is nearing 10%, and analysts are predicting that any kind of recovery will be a jobless one. And for seniors, expect massive cuts to Medicare, which is unacceptable under any circumstances. Doing this now, without implementing significant reforms to make the program more efficient, would leave seniors susceptible to the rationing of care.
Myrick also spoke about her battle with cancer, saying her diagnosis alone took 6 doctors, 3 mammograms, 1 ultrasound before being located. Myrick said the process took a few weeks, but would have taken far longer in a country with government-run health care.